From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. After weeks of intense negotiations, the health care debate appeared to move forward in Congress today. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
In the House, conservative Democrats, known as the Blue Dogs, have been in talks with party leaders and White House staff to try to find common ground on a health care bill. Arkansas's Mike Ross, a leader of the Blue Dogs, left the speaker's office with a deal he said would lower costs, protect businesses and rural hospitals, and do another important thing.
We have ensured that members of Congress, the American people, have the entire month of August to read the bill and visit with their constituents before taking a vote on the House floor.
Blue Dogs were worried that the health care debate was moving too fast. Many House Democrats have pledged to spend August holding town hall meetings and talking to constituents about the plan. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Legislation that punishes states that don't ban texting while driving was introduced today in the Senate. Its Democratic sponsors point to a new study that concludes texting behind the wheel is even more dangerous than driving drunk. More from NPR's David Wellnow.
36 states still have no laws banning the writing, sending, and reading of text messages while driving. The proposed bill, modeled after federal drunk driving laws, would give those states 2.5 years after its enactment to ban texting while driving. Those states that don't could risk losing a quarter of their federal highway funds for each year they're not in compliance. The bill's lead sponsor, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer, pointed to a new Virginia tech study showing the risk of collision is 23 times greater when texting.
The legislation will send an important message to drivers across the country. Get your hands off the cell phone and back on the wheel. The risks are too great to tolerate this bad habit any longer.
The proposed national texting while driving ban would apply to operators of all moving motor vehicles. David Wellnow, NPR News, the Capitol.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says based on conditions in Iraq over the past month, more U.S. troops may be withdrawn from the country this year than initially planned, depending on the assessment of the top U.S. commander in Iraq, General Ray Odierno.
There is at least some chance of a modest acceleration, but because of the way General Odierno sees things going, but that remains to be seen.
The U.S. plans to reduce the number of combat brigades there from 14 to 12 by the end of the year, but Gates says if the security situation continues to improve, an additional brigade may come home. Gates spoke at the end of a two-day visit to Iraq, where he offered Washington's help to resolve the bitter disputes between Kurds and Arabs, which U.S. officials fear could destabilize the country. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 26 points, the Nasdaq lost 7, the S&P fell 4. This is NPR News. The Commerce Department reports orders for durable goods dropped 2.5% in June. The auto and commercial airline industries saw the steepest declines. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve says the recessionary downturn has slowed in most parts of the country, even stabilized in some cases. But the Fed's so-called beige book still shows economic weakness with extremely soft labor markets and wages and compensation either steady or falling. Yahoo and Microsoft have signed a deal to join forces. Together, they hope to make a run at their biggest rival, Google. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has details.
After years of wrangling and even battling over an attempted takeover by Microsoft, the two companies arrived at a business deal they hope will give them a bigger share of web advertising revenue. Under the deal, Yahoo will manage the sale of search-related ads for both companies, using Microsoft's new Bing search engine and its advertising technology. In a conference call, Yahoo CEO Carol Bart said the deal will allow the companies to focus on what they do best, while jointly mounting a challenge against what she called a formidable competitor.
This deal enables us to keep a healthy revenue stream and invest in areas critical to our future, while Microsoft invests in search technology.
Yahoo anticipates the deal will save it $200 million annually in capital expenditures. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Federal officials arrested 32 people today in a Medicare fraud bust. Doctors and other health care providers and companies were rounded up in Houston, New York, Boston, and Detroit. They're accused of submitting more than $16 million in false bills to Medicare. Investigators found bills for products that were never provided or that people didn't need. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.